It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. You can join in the conversation on Twitter. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Or call us 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. What are signs on social media that someone is toxic?
Like just from judging their profiles?
Yes. You're like, oh, I'm not getting involved with that. I'm not going to follow them. I'm not going to be friends. Because if I see that, I know there's trouble coming around. You got anything here, Alex, or Pork Chop, or Live the Web Grill, in your opinion, that is toxic? When you see it, run away.
I mean, my number one thing is when somebody's profile is just filled with almost all memes. If you are literally only posting memes, you are 100% emotionally unstable.
You are unhinged.
What do you mean? Like funny memes? No
yes.
way. It
yes.
means you're a funny person.
No.
I want to be friends with you if you're laughing and joking all the time. The life is too serious.
If your profile is filled with memes, it is only acceptable if you are like, what's that one account, like Jerry?
Oh yeah, like if you're a meme generator account.
Yes, exactly.
Wait, well, why
that
is it,
has millions
what's
and
the
millions
difference
of followers?
If I have that account you're talking about, Liv, compared to if I'm just ripping and taking them, it's the same thing. Like,
no,
why does it matter?
Unhinged.
You, but wait, you're saying the one content's okay, but if I do it, it's not okay.
But
that makes no sense.
She just gave you the answer. It's because they
correct.
Have millions of followers, and that's their
also,
thing.
Also, there's like another thing this is like also applies to. When people go live, either on Facebook, one, if you go live on Facebook,
ew,
and you're
I
not like a radio station or like a public figure, wow. If you go live on Instagram too
yo,
much.
Oh, God, I hate when people go yes, live on Instagram. It's like, the number one worst
what
thing.
Is
if you
so
are going
wrong.
Live on Instagram and you are not drunk, then and you
not
are not a
that.
Public figure.
Wait, hold on. What is so wrong with going live on Instagram or on Facebook?
It's obnoxiously annoying. I don't know why it is. It's just anytime I get that a notification so-and-so is live, I'm like, oh, you're the worst.
Like that, like how self-centered do you have to be like, oh, everyone wants to stop what they are doing right now to see
yes.
what I'm buying at this grocery store.
Yes. Why is that so true?
I hope people don't feel that way about us, so we go live.
Yeah, I know.
Well, show is different.
Exactly. Radio shows.
You
if,
might be
or public
toxic
figures.
If you believe you're different than anybody else.
Okay.
My thing, when people constantly, it's mainly a Twitter thing, if you're constantly retweeting things, like you got to post your own stuff. If everything's retweet, I can't even say retweet so many times, like three times fast, to me that could be a toxic
dude,
person.
You know what? I swear, Gen Z's only retweet. They do not come up with like their own content. They love to retweet.
Gen Z? I don't know
Gen
what Gen Z.
Gen
oh.
Z, the generation
really?
Underneath millennials. I'm telling
I don't
you.
Know.
They love to retweet. Yes.
I feel like I see more younger people having funny things to say.
Well, yeah, that's true. If they're going viral, but if you go to their profile, everything is just retweets besides
true.
Their one tweet.
I retweet a lot.
You know what else is very unhinged worthy? When people have selfies, but it's like a camera set up and it's in black and white and they're like bent at the hip.
Oh yeah.
And like you can see their face and their arms and they're like bent over. You get what I'm talking
super
about?
Super creepy.
Wait, that's not creepy. It's just they're bad at taking pictures. That's all. What about the girls? Because guys don't do this, at least the ones that I follow. But all the girls I follow on Instagram, I'm constantly seeing them. Like they're obviously setting the timer on their phone and it's always them taking a photo of themselves. Sometimes it's like an outfit of the day, but they're just taking a picture of themselves.
In a mirror or what?
No, but sometimes like you just might set up not even a mirror, but you might just set your phone up just right, put on the timer, then run over and your pose. You're like, hey.
What if somebody's taking the outfit of the day picture for you?
You have no idea if that's a self timer or not.
You totally do. Sometimes you can totally tell.
I disagree with that. I don't think that's a good one.
I've got one.
Okay, Pork Chop.
Toxic people are the ones that always comment negatively on a status, like, right away.
Oh, yes.
Like, I hate
you
that.
Get that the most I've seen on Facebook for news stations.
Yeah. Yes, like, it is always the news.
Why are you sharing this agenda there, blah, 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 TV station? It's like, they're just putting a news story out there. Calm down.
It's worse, though, when someone does do it on your personal one. It's like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, really?
It's like, really, Aunt Linda? Really, you had to go there? Couldn't have a little fun? Let it be? Thanks, Aunt Linda. We appreciate you so much.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Hey, coming up in about 6 minutes, Joe's Need to Know News. This guy deserves an award. One of the best ever Prince impersonators. He has a little difficulty on stage. He keeps on going. The audio, though, is the best part. I'll play it for you in about 6 minutes.